MR coming today.
I don't know. It's not my problem.
Essential. Not a seeing advisor for you.
Essential service.
Taliban also brought down the essential service.
Order, please.
Presented announcements by the speaker yesterday. The ministers were not available in the house to answer the oral questions, and such information were published through media, and it is a disgrace to this house, and it brings a disrepute. And certain explanations were made, and also in the meeting we came to an agreement and continued with the proceedings, but however this kind of incidents should not be repeated. It is the responsibility of the government to behave in a disciplined and ethical manner. And also, this matter had to be reminded over and over again during the past period. We thank you for paying your attention with regard to this matter, and this morning we could see it in newspapers, and also based on the newspaper articles, even on television, there were harsh criticisms about parliament and proceedings, and it is it brings a negative impact on all the 225 MPs, and we have ministers, state ministers, deputy ministers, and non-cabinet ministers. So somebody should take the responsibility to come to the house and respond to oral questions and the matters. And also we have to be considerate on the ethics as well, because even yesterday they utilized unparliamentary language even. Presentation of papers on by Minister, Prime Minister and Minister of National Policies and Northern Province Development and Youth Affairs. Honorable Speaker, I present the annual report of the Central Environment Authority for the year 2016. I move that this report be referred to the Sectoral Oversight Committee on Sustainable Development and Environment and Natural Resources. I present the order declared by the President under Section 2 of the Essential Public Services Act No. 61 of 1979, making public transport services for passengers or goods as essential public services, and published in the Gazette Extraordinary No. 2138/10 of 27th August 2019. Honourable Minister of City Planning. Honourable Speaker, I present the 9th Annual Report of the University Grants Commission for the year 2017, Annual Report of the University of Jaffna for the year 2017, Annual Report of the University of Sri Jayawardenepura for the year 2017, order made by the Minister of City Planning, Water Supply and Higher Education under Section 25A of the Universities Act No. 16 of 1978, recognizing the Sri Lanka Institute of Information Technology Guarantee Limited as a degree awarding institute, and published in the Gazette Extraordinary No. 2120/6 of 23rd April 2019. Order made by the Minister of City Planning, Water Supply and Higher Education under Section 25A of the Universities Act No. 16 of 1978, recognizing the National School of Business Management Limited as a degree awarding institute, and published in the Gazette Extraordinary No. 2121/43 of 2nd May 2019. Order made by the Minister of City Planning, Water Supply and Higher Education under Section 25A of the Universities Act No. 16 of 1978, recognizing the SLT Campus Private Limited as a degree awarding institute, and published in the Gazette Extraordinary No. 2121/44 of 2nd May 2019. Order made by the Minister of City Planning, Water Supply and Higher Education under Section 25A of the Universities Act No. 16 of 1978, recognizing the Colombo International Nautical and Engineering College Private Limited as a degree awarding institute, and published in the Gazette Extraordinary No. 2121/45 of 2nd May 2019. Order made by the Minister of City Planning, Water Supply and Higher Education under Section 25A of the Universities Act No. 16 of 1978, recognizing the Sri Lanka Institute of Nanotechnology Private Limited as a degree awarding institute, and published in the Gazette Extraordinary No. 2122/53 of 10th May 2019, and order made by the Minister of City Planning, Water Supply and Higher Education under Section 25A of the Universities Act No. 16 of 1978, recognizing the National School of Business Management Limited as a degree awarding institute, and published in the Gazette Extraordinary No. 2125/47 of 29th May 2019. I move that these reports and orders be referred to the Sectoral Oversight Committee on Education and Human Resources Development. Thank you very much. Presentation of public petitions, Honorable Duminda Disanayake, Honorable Jayanta Samaravira. Questions for oral answers. Question number 1, Honorable Hesha Vitanage. Question number 2, Honorable Dayasiri Jayasekara, to ask the Minister of Public Administration and Disaster Management. Honorable Speaker, answer to his question A1 in the Kurunagala Divisional Secretariat Division, the number of houses is 4, in Nikavaratia 1, mass potha, completely damaged 5, partly damaged 121, Veerambu Gedara 1, Rasnayakapura 2, Ibbagamuwa 4, Ganevatta 6 houses, Variyapola completely damaged and partially damaged 104, Panduvasnuwara 3 houses, Alawwa fully damaged 1, partly damaged 13, Udubaddawa 103 houses, Kobeigane partially damaged 3, and the total fully damaged 10 and partially damaged 365. And answer to A2, number of families displaced 371 families. Number of lives lost, no lives lost. And the value of the properties lost is 33.19 million rupees. B1, to reconstruct the relevant properties, 3.75 million has been allocated, and further, for the estimates beyond 25,000, 287 such claims have been forwarded to the insurance trust, and 14.5 million has been paid as compensation. B2, yes. The estimates with a value above 25,000 and a certain around 44 due to certain weaknesses in the applications, compensating has a delayed. 3, not relevant. 4, not relevant. 5, no. 6, not relevant. C, if not why, does not arise. Honorable Speaker, as a result of this process, a lot of districts, around 19 districts, faced these storms, and as a result, many houses were damaged. And for example, you stated that you have not received proper information, so compensation processes have delayed. But Honorable Speaker, in areas like Udubaddawa, even the roofs were blown away by the wind. And if the compensation payments get delayed due to a simple reason like this, actually they have not received their compensation yet. At least the insurance coverage has not been paid. So it is a grave injustice on the speaker, but still they have not been compensated. So I would like to ask you whether you have any other program for this. Their houses have been destroyed and it's very evident. So I would like to ask you whether there is any alternative for this. What would be the procedure adopted? Honorable Speaker, this applies to 45 applications, some lack photographs and the ownership details and identity card details and so on. So anyway, we would try to draw the attention of the minister towards this matter. And this morning there is a discussion, so that's why certain ministers are not here. I have followed well, actually, when he takes the responsibility, he does it properly. But he may follow it, but if I get absent the next day, this would be fruitless. I know that he, Honorable Gayanta, is a responsible member. I will inform this to him within 1 hour. Thank you very much. Question number 3, Honorable Chaminda Vijayasiri. I asked the question to ask the Minister of Education. 2 weeks time has been requested. Question number 4, Honorable Padma Udeshanta Gunasekara, Honorable Susanta Punjinilame, Honorable Chanta Samaravira, Honorable Vasudeva Nanayakara. I ask the question to ask Minister of Hill Country, New Villages, Infrastructure and Community Development. 2 weeks time requested. Honorable Tenuka Vidhanagamage, Honorable Member. Honorable Tenuka Vidhanagamage. Now there's nobody to ask the questions even. As per the new standing orders, they can only get time extensions on 3 occasions. And I think you have to inquire about the factor that I mentioned and you have to make a statement to us. Honorable Vimalaveera Disanayake, Honorable Mahamudu Nazir, Honorable Rishak Rahman, Honorable Bimal Ratnayake, I ask the question, Honorable Speaker. 1 week's time has been requested by the Minister of Housing. Actually, the answer should come, an answer or a basic document has been provided by the Archaeological Department. So what we see here is that this is about an archaeological site belonging to Duttugamanu period, and this is a request. And I would like to insert this into Hansa's, and they say that the basic orders have been issued for surveying, and this letter has been sent on 30th April. But from the ministry, they say that they don't have an answer and they ask for a time extension. We have informed this to the ministry has informed that they would reply within 1 week. Honorable Dr. Nalin Jayathissa, Honorable Dr. Bandula Gunawardana, I ask a question to ask the Minister of Tourism Development. Answer would be provided in 1 week. Second round. Question number 1, Honorable Hesha Vitanage. I ask the question. Answer tabled. Question number 4, Honorable Padma Udeshanta. I ask the question. 2 weeks time requested. Question number 5, Honorable Susanta Punchinilame. I ask the question. Answer tabled. Question number 6, Honorable Jayanta Samaravira. I ask the question. Answer tabled. Question number 8, Honorable Tenuka Vidhanagama, answer tabled. Question number 9, Honorable Vimala Veerak, I ask the question, answer tabled. Question number 10, Honorable Mahamudu Nazir, do you ask the question? 2 weeks time requested. Question number 11, Honorable Ishak Rahman, answer tabled. 13, Honorable Nalinda Jayathissa, thank you very much. Answer tabled. Statement under 27(2) of Parliament.
Honorable Speaker, I wish to raise this question from Honorable Arjuna Ranatunga. Jaffna, the development work of the Jaffna airport, the first stage has been started. The land belonging to the public has been utilized from 1950 to 1960. These lands have been acquired, and a number of people have lost their lands because of this project. Only a certain number of people have been given the compensation, and out of the owners of this land, some people are no more living. and the people who are living are unable to submit the documents confirming their ownership. And the second stage of the development work of the airport was started in 1984 when 64 acres of land was acquired, and it has been confirmed. However, these people also have not been given the compensation. Amidst this, in the east part of the Palali Airport, the entrance has been changed to Thayutti area. If such a situation arises, for about 2,000 acres of land should be acquired and the people will have to lose their lands. I wish to raise the following questions to the Honorable Minister. Question number one. In 1950 up to 60, out of the lands acquired, 501 owners of land have not been given the compensation. They are unable to confirm their ownership. Therefore, will the Honorable Minister find a suitable way to pay compensation to these people? Question number two. In 1984, the lands were acquired. 64 acres of land was acquired. 97 people have not been given their compensation. When it will be paid? And because of the changes of the entrance of the airport, the public will have to lose their lands. Will the land be acquired from the people in the boundary? I expect the answers from Honorable Arjuna Ranatunga.
Honorable Speaker, answer to the questions raised by Honorable Douglas Devananda. Answer to question number one. As per the available documents, out of 716 owners of land, evidence are available with regard to compensation, and the balance amount should be confirmed, and we don't have the particular supporting documents yet. And the divisional secretary should be satisfied with regard to the documents presented to ensure titles. Second question, the land acquisition process has not been completed. Once it's completed, the land owners would be compensated. Question number three, yes. Answer to number four, these lands, in 1987, these lands were acquired to expand the Palali Airport, and
thank you, Honorable Minister. The earlier entrance is to be changed, it seems. We don't understand why. I have submitted a document with a map. If it is to be changed, the road that was earlier prevailing was very convenient, and the people from all over the from various places can access the airport through the previous entrance. But as far as the new entrance is concerned, the people have to travel several miles to access the airport. Therefore, the people oppose this change. Will you, Honorable Minister, make an arrangement for the people to meet Your Honor personally? And 64 acres of land has already been acquired. And please expedite the payment of compensation to these people. And security of CTB of Bavunia. Now the security has been withdrawn. Only Bavunia depot has been given special security. Therefore, the people face immense inconvenience.
Honorable member.
PVC.
Honorable member, you questioned about this entrance. Now, the present entrance is through the army area. And now, when we construct airports, we thought of keeping the civilians on one side and then the military camps and settlements on the other sides. That is a requirement of the international aviation services. So that is why we have moved the military to the eastern side. And even yesterday I discussed about this with the political leadership and even the Tamil leadership, and we have inquired about the weaknesses and issues available there, and we had discussions with the particular officers too yesterday, and to ensure these, confirm these land titles, we need certain information, supporting documents, but if we get such information, we can compensate, and actually we want to acquire a minimum amount of lands, but as an airport, this would be really useful for the people of northern areas. And during the last 5 years, we have done these constructions in an expeditious manner. And actually, you may know that the people in the northern areas, they have to come to Katunayaka, to Colombo, to fly. So here they will be facilitated and they can save their time and money.
That is to say, the Palali airport should be reconstructed. As you said, it would be more easier to travel to the southern India. Due to the war, it was given up. But we welcome that it has been started again. But Mavilan, the people living in Mavilan do not like this new entrance. Honorable Minister, if your honor give permission, we can make an arrangement for these people to meet you. I understand the leader from the northern area laid the foundation stone for that and started the work, but now he says that he doesn't know. Therefore, Honorable Minister, please give an opportunity to the people concerned to have a discussion with you, Honorable Minister. And Bavunia, I think unnecessary security has been given to the Bavunia CTP depot. Honorable Minister, please consider this as well.
Now you say that the airport, the foundation stone has been laid with the participation of all the political representation. When I do something, I don't consider the political affiliations. I invite all the politicians. That's my policy, maybe from the government and the opposition. And I have done that throughout the past months. And we all got together and engaged in the work. And even yesterday, what happened was, the government agent has informed all the concerned MPs, but yesterday we had several MPs, others couldn't come. But if you need time, I would give you an appointment next week, so we can discuss as in the ministry. I will give you an appointment, and in with regard to the depot Bavunia, security has been ensured. Actually, it was done because of the recent security threats, and the manager has made a request, and then we provide additional security solutions. And this is not done only for one depot, and we have not taken such decisions. and if you think it brings a harmful effect, then I would like to apologize. Actually, we have paid special attention towards security, not only in the northern province. So if there is an issue, I will discuss and give you an answer by next week. Honorable Speaker, yesterday I would respect the order given by you regarding the debate yesterday, but I need a clarification because in the order book yesterday we could know that in the party leaders meeting four items, it was decided to debate on the four items in the order book, but later on the leader of the house decided that only the item number one should be debated on, and the debate was continued thus. And accordingly, they had a meeting in Kurunagala yesterday, and the Minister of Finance was not here in the house, and he was not there in Kurunagala as well. So the tax part was not taken up for debate.
So if there is an issue and something related to the, if an act or a regulation is defeated from a division, then the minister will have to resign. So willingly or unwillingly, there is a boycott of parliamentary sessions, and as a result, the division was due to take place at 5:30 p.m. but without taking the division, it was postponed, and since as the speaker you have to set examples for the future, we would like to know on what procedure should be followed, and whether you will make an explanation to the House. Thank you very much, Honourable Member. I'll reply to this question. First of all, at the time of debate, at the commencement, Leader of the House said that the regulations that will be tabled by the Minister of Finance will be withdrawn because the Minister was not present. And I received a telephone call from the Minister of Finance saying that a group of investors have come to the country and he is holding a discussion. Yes, the second came from Honorable Malik. In the morning, the minister withdrew. Allow me to make an explanation. Honorable Malik Samarikrama telephoned me and said that a group of very important investors have come, so therefore he won't be able to come, and that is why he had postponed, and subsequently the party leaders meeting was held, and this matter was not tabled or presented to the House, but that matter was not present to the House, and that was agreed by all party leaders, and it does not set any bad example to the future. Yes, it was debated in the morning. That was debated in the morning. But the decision that was taken yesterday, it was taken in accordance with the standing orders. Wait a minute. Honorable Amarira, Chief Whip, at that instance, we made a request from the Secretary to have a report on earlier incidents and what were the procedures that were followed on earlier instances. Honorable Dayasiri Jayasekara, and next to you, Honorable Speaker, since the Minister of Finance here and the Deputy Minister is also here, by now, is this relevant for this subject? Inaudible. There is a huge controversy. Trade unions have come to the road, and this appointment should be made by His Excellency the President, and the Minister of Mass Media and the Minister of Finance have some say, because they hold some of the shares, and one had come here, and the managing director and the chairman has come here. Is this relevant for the state minister? It is relevant for the Minister of Mass Media, Honorable Marika. Honorable Speaker, I would like to draw your attention. I presented this matter yesterday, and there are media reports saying that this is the daily expenditure of the parliament, and the people are thinking whether we are swallowing gold, and there are more than 1,000 employees and more than 700 to 800 officials are coming to the parliament. I have made the explanations. However, Honorable Speaker, can you submit a report? Because yesterday that matter was not published in the media. Can you give a breakdown? I have given that breakdown, Honorable Member, Chief Whip. It is a question faced by all the 225 members, and we are level accusation of that we are wasting so much of public money. So please make an explanation how much has been spent for food and what are the allowances given. Honorable Inaudible, what please? Please give us a report, because we pay 250 rupees when we eat any meal, and we pay an additional amount when we bring in invitees. So all the bad name comes to us, and various charges are leveled against us, and we should have a separate debate on this matter. Honorable Manikar, it is said that a separate meal is given for parliamentarians, but we are receiving the same meal every day. So I would like to draw your attention. Okay, what is your honorable member? I only drink a coffee, and that accusation is leveled against us. Although it is 250, we don't eat that much, and I bring invitees, and I have to spend more than 650 rupees. And we only receive 250,000 people allowance from the parliament, but we spend more than that to the people. Okay, Honorable Nanakar, with regard to the issue of waste, nobody, instead of giving these CDs, if we can give books, then we can distribute to the schools, and that was discussed at the party leaders' meeting. According to the current system, yes, Honorable Speaker, but if you make a breakdown, the expenses or the amount spent for these CDs, it is also calculated or added for this expenditure. What is your point, Honorable Member? And there was a talk about food. Honorable Member, children come to the parliament to see the parliament. I believe that the food, the meals provided to the parliamentarians should be stopped, and if we can supply that food to the children, meals, providing meals should be stopped to the MPs. That cannot be done. Okay, we'll go to the main business. At the commencement of public business, notice of motions. Honorable Speaker, I present the Finance Bill. Bill to amend the Finance Act No. 35 of 2018 to provide for the imposition of a foreign commercial transaction levy and to provide the matters connected therewith and incidental thereto. Wait. Number 2. When is the second reading? This is only presentation. The microphone is switched off. Honorable Nanakara, I am raising this point of order. I don't want to talk about the yesterday's incident. There was some controversy, but you have given a decision. And today, a motion has been presented. We say that this cannot be debated. What I'm requesting from you is that you should take a decision from this house and whether to debate it or not. The assistance of the house is not required for the presentation of a bill. The permission of the house is not required. No, it is not taking place tomorrow. It would be decided by the party leaders in the future, some other day. And that is the tradition, we say tomorrow. The microphone is switched off. Yes, you can say that there is a right. No, not on this occasion. Number 2, notice of motions. Does the House agree? The microphone is switched off. Honorable Dinesh Gunawardana, under the standing orders, on previous occasion as well, Honorable Speaker, if the House does not agree,
then we say aye. Now, there have been an order once or twice before by the Speaker. If there is no such agreement, you put it to vote. So we request you to put it to vote to get consent of the House.
We do not agree. That is what we say. Do not violate these traditions. No, I have to look into those matters. Okay, wait. Don't break this tradition by being deceived by certain persons. If you do not agree with that, then we can have a vote.
Come to, yes.
Honorable Speaker, we do not have an issue, then we take another day. We do not have any hurry. Are you withdrawing it? If the opposition is saying that we will withdraw that act, no. This is nothing for us. There's no issue with this. Honorable Dinesh Gunawardana. Honorable Speaker, I requested the mic and you did not give the mic to me. According to the parliamentary traditions, when the motion is moved, if the House agree,
You put it to the consent of the house. Api chandayak illana.
We are requesting for a division because we do not agree with that. And because of disagreement, you do not call for a division. The government has no enough members. And that is why the government is not having a division. They are withdrawing the bill motion because they do not have the sufficient members.
The house. We are asking for you, Honorable Speaker, to put it to the house. Yeah, Garu, Rajyamituma.
Honorable State Minister, we do not want to rush anything. Honorable Dinesh Gunawardana, before tabling the People's Bank Act, he requested that whether we can discuss this act. We agree with that, and we will move that act next week. And if you require more time, then we have no issue. Then we can postpone it to the next week. The Finance Act. We only presented the Finance Act, and it will be taken up on a future date. And you can take time, and we will take it on a future date. Then you will have to withdraw it. Honorable Member, Speaker, we will withdraw it. We do not have any hurry. We will give you ample time. You made a request regarding the People's Bank. Then we gave permission, our consent. We will table it some other day. We will table it some other day. The microphone is switched off. If you do not take this up today, okay. And term 2 and 3 have been withdrawn. We will brought it some other day. Number 4. I'm asking it to withdraw it. Some other date means not today.
Yeah, he's not bringing up that motion. Yeah. Yeah, you have to say that.
There is a Tomian as well.
Order, please. Put in there.
Wait a minute. Don't insult. Item 2 and 3 has been withdrawn, and that is informed by the secretary. And now number 4, Honorable Bandhul Gunawardana, Honorable Speaker, we are not creating any difficulties for you. Only 4 members cannot maintain a government. The issue that within the government, we cannot run the parliament like this. This matter should be solved. Otherwise the government cannot be... How can you maintain a government with 4 members? We'll go to item 4. Honorable Ashumar Singh, Professor Ashumar Singh, he is also not here. Wait a minute. What is it, Honorable Member? Honorable Sir, it is evident that it is those 3 secretaries are the ones who are maintaining the government. If you cannot maintain the government, adjournment of the house. adjournment of the house till 1 o'clock of September 17th. I move that the house should be adjourned till September 17th. Honorable Muthukumarana, the German motion. That is also not there.
September?